Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
If you haven't heard by now, Walmart is set to open up its stores in South Africa before the end of this year. But if you've been following this particular business and its interest in South Africa and South African business, you would know that this is not a new foray for this particular entity. Walmart first made an acquisition of a minority shareholding in Massmart stores. Massmart, the owners of Game, Macro, as well as Builders Warehouse, just to name a few of their brands, and since then has fully bought out the business. And in 2022, we saw Massmart being delisted from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and fully owned by the Walmart Group. Walmart now essentially saying, well, we think that we can bring our American brand to South African shores. It might be met with great success, as we've seen with some US-based brands, but when it comes to the consumer segment, we do need to be mindful. The likes of Domino's Pizza, Popeye's Chicken, Subway, Dunkin' Donuts, Baskin-Robbins, even Burger King, who took a while to find their feet. These are just a few of the American brands who typically have made their way into South Africa and might have come across some challenges in terms of establishing themselves. So the simple question is, you as a South African, would you buy from a Game? Or rather, see it as Walmart? And what would see you shop at Walmart versus its competitors in the country? To help us unpack some of these themes, especially from an investment point of view, before we hear from Walmart itself ahead of their entry into the country, Robbie Proctor, investment analyst at Anchor Capital, joins us now to tell us more. Robbie, great to have you with us on the show, and thank you so much for making time. Walmart, the world's largest retailer coming into the country, I guess not too much of a surprise, but one is kind of intrigued as to how they'll navigate this environment, given that they already own some of the local South African brands.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for having me on your show. Yeah, it's certainly an interesting move given their lack of success, for lack of a better term, since they acquired Massmart in 2011. I think initially they are testing the brand in South Africa. And I think it's pretty poignant, the sort of graveyard of foreign brands that you just listed. You know, it's not as clear cut as potentially a Europe, for instance, in terms of brand recognition and brand resonance. So I think they'll have an uphill battle here in getting consumers to, you know, consistently come into stores on brand name alone.
100%. And I understand that, you know, Walmart has yet to give us more details as to how they look to unfold this new particular strategy. But I guess as investment professionals, there are a few themes that we are also looking out for that do raise some concerns, or I guess questions that need to be responded to. Regulatory concerns, first and foremost, because Walmart already owns the likes of Game, Macro, and Builders Warehouse. So how do you see this unfolding, you know, when it comes to the Competition Commission? Is it just about, you know, putting a new wrapper on some of their stores and calling them Walmart, or actually going toe for toe, head to head, with some of these brands to see how they compete?
Yeah, I think from a Competition Commission perspective, I think they've kind of passed that hurdle when they actually did the Massmart acquisition to start with. But yeah, there's certainly, I mean, as you say, the press release was pretty vague in terms of their future store rollout plans, or whether they, you know, in the future plan to rebrand, say, Macro or Game into Walmart stores. So I think initially it is testing the brand, but certainly from, I think Game is the brand that has for many years sort of been earmarked for potential rebranding, given its pretty significant underperformance since they acquired the business. So potentially that brand is where we potentially see a rebranding opportunity.
Got you. And makes sense. After Game actually went in and opened up a few grocery outlets or offered groceries under its mandate, that's when things really shifted slightly for that particular brand. But what does this mean as well from an operational point of view? Many retailers that have done incredibly well in South Africa, i.e. ShopRite, typically own the full value chain and can work on competitive pricing in terms of their offering, and have quickly expanded into e-commerce and other investments they've made into their arms. Operationally, how do you see Walmart perhaps managing this, or are there some concerns here too?
I mean, Walmart are the global leader in terms of their supply chain.
True.
So I think one aspect, and I think it was eventually covered in your previous segment on multi-choice, is some of the conditions imposed initially with regards to layoffs and subsequently in terms of local procurement rules have certainly blunted the benefits of its global sourcing model. That also coupled with our relatively high import tariffs. So that certainly has reduced the advantage that they enjoy globally. And I think exactly to your point, you know, our local retailers and in particular ShopRite have not stood still over the last 15 years. They've invested significant money into their supply chains and logistics capabilities. And I think we saw recently with the disclosure of 60/60 revenue close to 19 billion rand. I think that really shows the competition that Walmart are going against. And I really do believe that ShopRite are world class in terms of supply chain systems technology. So yeah, they've certainly got their work cut out for them to compete, particularly against the ShopRite group.
It's going to be so interesting to watch, and more so to also see, you know, how consumers like you and I essentially evaluate where we want to spend our money. Headed towards the festive season, Black Friday also coming up. So this one is definitely going to be one to watch. Robbie, such a pleasure having you, and thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Gugu. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Robbie Proctor, investment analyst at Anchor Capital, essentially helping us understand how Walmart is a global giant in terms of retail, but is certainly set up for a local test given its opening up of its own Walmart stores or branded stores, essentially promising everyday low prices to South Africans while highlighting local culture. Let us know your thoughts. Are you South African? Next time you go to a shopping center and you have a wide choice of retailers to choose from, would you go into a store called Walmart? Whether it's just the packaging, whether it's out of curiosity, or do you trust that given their global reach and strong standing in the US that you'd walk into the stores confidently to find the best deal for your buck? Let us know. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.